Hello, podcast listeners, and welcome back to episode 31 of the Lone Road iRacers podcast with me, your host, Guy Robertson. And we're going to talk about a few subjects tonight on the podcast. The first is going to be the announcement of the new Rainmaster. Well, it hasn't taken iRacing long to launch a weather or rain specific competition or challenge, shall we say, on the iRacing service. This one is called the Rainmaster. Now, there's a few differences from the concept of the Ringmeister and also the Draftmaster. They're basically on a set of pretty much fixed tracks, but in different cars. For the Rainmaster, it's got a bit of a twist. It's guaranteed rain on every event, every week, till probably the new season starts. All the tracks, and I'm going to go through the list of tracks in a minute, the car will be the same. So that's slightly different, where you've got fixed tracks in the Ringmeister, and you've also got fixed tracks with Talladega and the other two tracks for kind of the oval version. They have chosen the Ferrari 296 GT3 to be their car of choice for this season's Rainmaster series. Now, I've got no problem with that. I haven't personally bought the Ferrari since it came on, this Ferrari version, it came onto the service. But I wanted to take everybody through the tracks, because this time the tracks are going to change, but the car is going to stay the same and you're guaranteed rain. So the Rainmaster starts this week. So this is the first week of it. It started April the 9th. The schedule. So this week it is on Autodromo Internazionale di Mugello, or Mugello, on the Grand Prix version. And the next set of tracks all run, you know, the following week. So the following week is the Sonoma Raceway NASCAR short track. Then we have the WeatherTech Raceway at Laguna Seca on the full course. Then we go to, I think it's in California, don't get me wrong, Long Beach Street Circuit. Then a trip back to the UK for the Alton Park Circuit International. Then we are going to the Misano World Circuit Marco Simoncelli Grand Prix layout. And then there's another 2 weeks. So May the 21st, that gets us to Okayama International Circuit full course in Japan. And finishing what looks like this season, May the 28th, and the final week at Motorland Aragon at the Grand Prix circuit, folks. I'm just looking down there if there's any night races, because that would be interesting. It doesn't look like there is at the moment at all. Noon, afternoon. There's one that says specific time. And this week it's on late afternoon, so I don't know where the Sonoma one is on specific time. Start time 18:21, so yeah, early evening. So there's definitely no night races, but folks, you are guaranteed, as it says, chance of rain 100%. So that means you're definitely guaranteed rain throughout that series. So if you are enjoying the rain, if you enjoy the challenge, if you enjoy and have got the concentration to really focus your mind, that might be a new series worth a go, folks. So that started this week, and that is the Rainmaster. Now, iRacing has clearly launched the rain. We're all probably experienced it to some degree by now. Personally, I'm really having troubles with the rain. So what is my problem? Okay, I can get into the rain races No problem. I can do the practice sessions. I can do a race up to the last lap. Then as I start the last lap, the game just freezes in the simulator and the game crashes. I end up having to reboot it. I've clearly lost then I rating and safety rating at the same time. And this has happened now probably from week 3 of the new season onwards. So the first week, not a problem. Racing around the Nürburgring with everybody else enjoying the new rain system. That first week, we also took it on Brands Hatch. We took it on 2 or 3 different courses in a few different cars as well. Not a problem at all. Finished the races without a glitch. Now I can, as I've said, practice sessions, qualifying sessions, race sessions up to the last lap. And this is in different cars on different tracks. Then the simulator just crashes. So this week I reached out to iRacing through their support system. Got an instant email asking me to send to them a couple of files. So basically the email reads, can you please run and send us your Windows DX Diag file? To generate a Windows DX diagnostic file, follow the instructions below. So it takes you through how to set up that DX Diag diagnostic tool. Yes, run the tool and it then generates some kind of report. You can then save that file into a folder. And that's one of the files that iRacing requested. So that was pretty easy to do. They then also asked for a couple of more logs. Basically, it reads, can you please send us any iRacing error logs generated at the time you were having the issue? To find these, follow the instructions below. So go to your documents / iRacing folder. Look for files that start with iRacing Sim64 DX11. With file extensions of both log and DMP, with a date and time the error occurred. Once located, copy the files and send them to us. So off I went to generate the DX Diag file and also find these two extra Sim64 DX11 files for the time and date when the occurrence, or the latest occurrence, occurred anyway. A 5-minute response from iRacing, very, very good support. I then sent the information back to them, roughly I would say about 6 p.m. or 6:30. I had another response at 10 to 8, so still very good support, I believe anyway, from iRacing, especially at this time of day. So it basically reads that thanks for information. We are very sorry for the inconvenience. We are investigating an issue with a specific version of NVIDIA graphic cards, and in brackets the 2000 series, and I have a 2060. This is causing the iRacing sim to crash. Underclocking the GPU may help in the meantime. Some also worked around this by turning off the LOD options in the graphics section in sim. You can also follow for any updates on the issue here, and there's a link to a post in the forum. So I'm going to press this link again and read verbatim what iRacing are saying about this specific problem for anybody that's got NVIDIA cards of the 2000 series. And looking on the forum, there's quite a few people that are frustrated and want some answers from staff. They're saying it's been going on too long and there's been no answer. So there has now been a response from iRacing. So this is a post from Alex Gustafson in the forums, and he posted this on the 9th of April at 6:44 p.m. And Alex Gustafson is a staff member, if you didn't know, on iRacing. So I'm going to read it out. It's not too long. We see and hear your frustration. I want to assure you we are doing what we can to try to solve this issue for everyone, but a solution remains elusive. We have been able to reproduce this crash internally, though not in a way where we are able to decipher from what has triggered it. We have integrated additional debugging functionality to help discover the root cause of the issue. And so far, we have been able to tell that the root cause is somewhere in the drivers, which is out of our visibility. Unfortunately, the data we've been able to gather from developer debugging and logging has been inconclusive. We had hoped that by repeatedly crashing the simulator in this way while running debugging tools, it would lead us to a commonality between the operations being executed at the time of the crash. However, the crashes from where we can see and inspect them happen across a wide range of different graphical operations in the simulation rendering process. We are not yet able to diagnose a pattern to explain why these crashes are happening. Both our software development and quality assurance departments have been working directly with NVIDIA staff to try to gain even more insight into these rendering process crashing issues. We have been sharing information, logging, attempted fixes, and more to try to get a solution. One item that would be helpful for our iRacing QA team is a member who is able to reproduce this issue with 100% consistency and in a relatively short time period. This information may help us with testing on our developments, environments, and lead us to solutions faster. Well, I'd be quite willing to help them and carry on running rain races, but there's no way I'm going to ruin my SR and dump my I rating for their solution. They're providing this service. It is up to them to give us, the users who are paying for this service, a solution. Now, I'm quite patient. I won't race rain until it's fixed. But unless they can guarantee that my SR and IR will not be affected, I am not doing that. And basically it says, if you think you have this consistent information, please email our quality assurance manager, nick.leap@iracing.com, with your details and explanation. The issue remains at the highest priority for our company, and we are trying to find a solution as quickly as possible. Rest assured, when we have something that tests successfully, we will be shipping it to you. Thanks everyone, Alex Gustafson. So that is basically the latest what has been put, I believe, into the forums by the iRacing staff member. I'm just scrolling up to see if there's anything else that's come through. And basically, no, it hasn't. So they are still trying to fix an issue. And this is an issue with NVIDIA graphics card of the 2000 series, folks. I'm not sure what, if there is users on the podcast who are receiving or experiencing the same problem. But for me, yeah, it frustrates the hell out of me getting to the last lap in good positions. The race crashes, the game crashes, and I lose points and safety. It's unbelievable. But anyway, we've got to wait it out, so they've got a fix. Dre is the Audible iRacer's companion. Want to improve your results or get more wins? Download Dre, the digital race engineer. Hit the link in the show notes for a 10% discount. So what else is happening on iRacing this week, folks? So we've got one of the next big things in iRacing for special events is the Road America 500, and we covered that in detail in last week's podcast. So anybody that's having a go on that, don't forget it starts this Friday at 2200 GMT and runs through Saturday. It starts at 0700 GMT, 12 o'clock GMT and 4 o'clock GMT, and Sunday morning or early hours of Saturday stroke Sunday morning at 00 GMT. The two cars is the Nissan GTP ZXT and the Audi 90 GTO. So good luck to anybody that's having a go at that event. What else do we have? We have the FIA F4 Esports Regional Tours. The FIA F4 Esports Regional Tour races are a little different this season and moving forward. The series moves to every two-hour format, while all iRacers are eligible to run in any region's event. The servers will always be set to the most appropriate iRacing server for each region. Europe North and Europe South have combined into one singular European region in 2024 Season 2. So the fifth week, the Americas are at the WeatherTech Raceway at Laguna Seca, the full course. Asia-Pacific, you're on Motability Resort Motegi on the Grand Prix layout. And for Europe, you're on Motorsport Arena Oschersleben on the Grand Prix layout. But there's even more. The BMW M Power Tour 2024 is also continuing with that series' fifth week. And this week it's the BMW M Hybrid V8 at Suzuka International Racing Course Grand Prix. We've touched base on the Rainmaster, which has started this week in the Ferrari 296 GT3 at the infamous Mugello track. The iRacing Weekly Challenge is another new concept that has returned for Season 2. And this week, the Formula V is at Mount Panorama Circuit, folks. So that's going to be a challenge for that little car, especially going up the cutting. And I've never really driven the V round there, so I'm assuming or imagining, shall we say, going down the dipper. Yeah, I bet that's a bit of a hearts in your mouth moment. So if you're after a bit of excitement, that might be something to go and try. We have the Ringmeister, of course, and the Draftmaster. So they're a Ringmeister this week. We have Ringmeister in the Honda Civic Type R TCR, the Nürburgring Nordschleife. And the Draftmaster, we have the NASCAR Chevrolet Impala 2009 COT at Talladega Super Speedway. Okay, folks, so we used to do this some time back, but I'm going to start to let you know what's coming to the iRacing service, mainly for road racers, in the upcoming week. So for Formula V racers, you find yourself coming to Lime Rock. So this is the time where you can get some practicing ahead of your competitors, folks. The FF1600 trophy, you find your way to Oschersleben. Ferrari GT3 Challenge, you're on Sonoma. Proto-Stroke GT, you're at Monza. Porsche Cup, Road America. Clio Cup, you find yourself in Australia at Winton. MX5, Laguna Seca. GT Sprint, you're on Le Mans. LMP2, Long Beach. Formula A, Mugello or Mugello. BMW M Power Tour, you're on Circuit de Algarve. FF1600 Rookie, you're on Circuit de Ledonon. GR Cup, Sebring. Skippy or Skip Barber, you're on Zandvoort. FIA F4 Europe, you're on Circuit de Jerez. Advanced Mazda Drivers, you find your way to Scotland, to Knock Hill. Formula C, you're on the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. On the road course, GT4, Enzo Ferrari, Super Formula, find your way to Monza, Classic Lotus, Alton Park, LMP3, also at Enzo Ferrari, the SCCA, you are on the Canadian Tire Motorsports Park, Super Formula Lights, you are also on Monza. The Radical finds its way to one of the most difficult tracks for that car, Mount Panorama. IMSA Vintage, you are on Sonoma. GT3 Sprint, you are on Spa. The FIA F4 Americas, you find yourself on Willow Springs. GT3 Challenge, you are finding yourself racing at Le Mans. TCR is also on Enzo Ferrari. And to finish this week, folks, we're the normal F4 races are on Zandvoort. So that's the circuits and the cars. Pick out your favourites. Go and get some practice in ahead of your competitors and start nailing that SR and that IR. We'll be right back. Well, that's another week's podcast done, folks. Hope you enjoyed listening to it. Hopefully iRacing fixed the issue with the graphics card for myself and other iRacers soon. Don't forget to hit the link to the Facebook page, and that's where you'll get all the information from. Don't forget to hit the Dre link as well. Get yourself a Dre spotter, rain ready, 10% discount there. Also, anybody that's interested in joining us for Friday night racing, look out for us on the hosted section. It was free last week. No password at all. We had up to 31 races, I think, racing as well. That was epic. So thanks for people that joined us. Until next week, folks, happy iRacing, and I'll see you on the track soon.